Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
You are listening to The Healthy Self, which breaks down into heal thyself. And all the information we're giving you is designed to do that. I have with me today one of my best friends who I admire and respect, and her knowledge inspires me and has helped me with my diet, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, welcome to The Healthy Self.
Hi, Michael. Wonderful to be with you again.
It's my pleasure to have you here. And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier before we got on the air about things to talk about in terms of, you know, let us not forget how important water is in terms of diet and also the spiritual aspects. So where would you like to begin?
All right, let's begin with diet and water. Keep in mind that what you eat is what you eventually crave. If you choose to eat lots of junk foods, that's what you're going to crave. When you eat healthy foods, you'll desire more of the same. And the healthier your diet you eat, the more you clean up your taste buds, and you will lose the desire for junk foods. And part of having a healthy diet is having enough water throughout the day, and I recommend having good, filtered, purified water. I write about it on my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And it's best to have the water in between meals so you don't dilute your digestive enzymes. And having
very
a big glass of water about 20 to 30 minutes before a meal or a snack fills you up too. Remember, the liver's main functions are detoxification and regulation of metabolism. And the kidneys can get rid of lots of toxins and spare the liver if they have sufficient water. And this will allow the liver to metabolize more fat, meaning you'll have an easier time losing weight. So adequate water will also decrease bloating and edema caused by fluid accumulation by flushing out sodium and acidic waste and other toxins. So, you know, drink a good 7 to 8 glasses of purified water during the day. Always begin your morning with a big glass of warm water. I usually heat up slices of ginger, and I make fresh ginger tea, and I put the juice of a whole lemon in it, and it's usually 16 ounces. That's how I begin my day every day.
What a fabulous beginning. The only thing I would comment on that, Susan, is I'm a distilled water advocate. I don't trust the water in this country. In fact, a bunch of years ago, I believe it was the Associated Press did surveys of water systems around the country. Even though the waters are considered potable, that they're safe for drinking, they've been approved by the whatever department, what they found is that the tap water was loaded with chemicals. So if you're not into distillation, at least as Susan said, get yourself some purified water. But no buts. However, again, I'm a distilled water advocate. I've been doing distilled water for over 45 years. And it's really funny because I'll mention this at lectures and people will say, well, I heard if you drink water, you know, distilled water, it will leach all of your minerals. No. Your kidneys, actually, that's one of their functions, is to ensure that what you need, you do not pass out of your system. Now, if you get kidney stones, well, that's because you're not assimilating the calcium. And from a spiritual or energetic or symbolic significance, and you'll learn as we go along, I use the term symbolic a lot. Calcium represents strength. So anybody who has kidney stones, bone spurs, spinal stenosis, to me, those are people that are not utilizing the strength that they have within themselves. Susan, since I kind of went off on a little bit of a energetic, symbolic, spiritual thing, would you, you know, approach that end of it as well? Because I know you're well-versed in energetic healing and foods. And what is your take on the spiritual aspect of diet?
Yeah, Yeah, oh, without a doubt. The body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the spirit. So when we go on a program to lose weight and feel better, we've got to approach it from this three-pronged approach. And I always talk about the importance of nourishing your spirit. To maintain a healthy body, you must first, I believe, nourish the spirit. Michael, the real epidemic in our culture is a spiritual heart disease, the pervasive feelings of loneliness, isolation, alienation, and feeling overwhelmed in our lives. And many people who suffer from this spiritual malaise and stress will use food or stimulants like drugs, caffeine, work, overwork, sex, alcohol, to numb the pain and get through the day. And if you can integrate into your lifestyle something that helps give you a greater sense of peace and well-being every day, like stretching, deep breathing, meditation, that's the hub of the wheel for me. I've been meditating for decades. If you do that, then you'll be able to make eating and exercise decisions and other lifestyle choices that are life-enhancing rather than self-destructive. And when you calm down and relax during the day, do some deep breathing, learn to meditate, then you can learn to love yourself, because love will then come back to you in forms of health and peace, success, happiness, and prosperity. And I would just finish by saying, no matter what your body shape right now, your weight, your level of health, you must learn to love yourself. And it's hard to do that when you're running around like in this spin cycle lifestyle all day long. Remember, the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. So make those first 40 minutes peaceful, relaxing, healthy, enjoyable. You know, do what you need to do the night before to make lunches, set the breakfast table, get your clothes laid out for the day. And just make the best of those first 40 minutes of the day. And that will help you make better food and healthy choices throughout the day.
Absolutely. You know, there was something you said that triggered a memory. I remember doing a staff training in a store in Kansas. And one of the people there, the friend of the owner, was a minister from one of the local churches. And he had said, you know, one of the other ministers had said to him, because you're so deep into health foods, why don't you, you know, mention it during a sermon? How, you know, and he said to me, Michael, how can I approach this? And I said to them, it's really very simple. It's the parable of when Jesus changed the money changers out of the temple. Your body is the temple. The money changers are the fast food junk that people are putting in their bodies. Clean up your temple. Get rid of those toxic addictions that Susan just mentioned. And, you know, junk food is certainly one of them. So you really want to clean up, have a healthy body. And from another point of view, well, whatever that thought was, I just lost it. And that will happen with me from time to time, because my mind, I have so much information that I want to share with you, and sometimes I just get lost. So that's why, write to me, tell me specifically what you would like me to talk about, and that way I can stay more organized. Write to me at michael383@me.com. Susan, I want to thank you so much for sharing such fabulous information with the folks today. I know that if they were to take your guidance to heart, that they will see magnificent changes in their vitality, in their looks. And when it comes to love, we go back to the principle of love one another. But before you can truly do that, you truly must love yourself. The healthy self is all about helping you heal thyself on every single level. You've been listening to The Healthy Self with Michael. Stay well.